Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Mark Rawson, and you're listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. Happy Wednesday to everybody, and I am actually broadcasting live from Newport, Rhode Island. So I've just been on the road for a couple weeks and spending some time with my little girls and just really enjoying time on the road, visiting family and everybody. So we're really excited to announce a new show that's starting this Wednesday. It's going to be called Francine's Angels, and I call it the Francine's Angels radio show. And Francine Clausen is going to start her show today. She's going to be on the third Wednesday of each month, and then probably sometime in the future, as her time opens up, we'll probably go to a weekly show. But for right now, we're only going to do once a month. So we're really excited to have her on. As always, if you want to find out about this show or any other shows, you can go to our website, which is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. So I want to say hello to everybody, and I want to say thank you for all the great feedback we've been getting. We've actually been hearing from people from around the world. We thank all our many listeners that are out there. At this time, we have listeners probably in not only the United States, but about 14 other countries around the world. So we're really excited that you're either listening to the show live, or just a note for anybody who's tuning in now, this show and any other shows are available for replay about 5 minutes after the show ends. So if you miss one of the shows, or if you want to go back and listen to it again, you can go back and do that at a later time simply by going to the same site that you went to listen to the show at, and you'll see that all the shows are listed in the archives. We're a little bit behind on our website. We've been trying to keep all the links under our archives tab in the radio show website also, so that they're easier to get to. But we're probably about 2 or 3 weeks behind on updating that, so not all the shows are listed there. So as I said, if you go to the same link that you went to listen to the show now, you can go back and listen to any of the replays that are listed at the bottom. You know, go through each of the pages. There's probably about 10 pages of archives of all the different shows that are available for you to listen to. So we're really excited to have Francine with us. I had met her a number of years ago through a mutual friend, and just absolutely blessed and have so much gratitude to have been able to get to know her and to see the work that she does. As for a lot of people who know her, she works out of the Massachusetts area. She does a lot of work with guidance for people. So her website, so you can check it out if you want to look into her services, is www.francineangels.com. And you can always connect with her there and find out about all the great services that she offers. Also, if you ever get a chance to sign up for one of her classes, if you can get into it, and we were actually just talking before the show started about how she just advertised one of her classes with flyers the other day, and it's actually sold out already. So this is a normal for her because so many people have trained with her and they know the great work that she does. So it's such a blessing to have her on with us and to have her here on Spiritual Connections Radio. So without any further delay, I want to introduce Francine Clausen with Francine Angels Radio Show, Wednesdays from 11 to 12, third Wednesday of every month. Francine, are you there?
Hey, hi, Mark. I'm here.
Oh, it's so great.
Thank you.
So great to have you on.
Same here. It's an honor. And hi, everybody. Good morning. Go ahead.
Okay. What I was going to say is before you go in, I know you have a whole bunch of great things you're going to introduce there for everybody. If you're new to the show, everybody, she's going to have a general format of some type of introduction. She's then going to do some type of meditation, guidance, or teachings every time she's on. And then for the second half of the show after the commercial, we'll actually be taking callers and answering your questions and giving you guidance to empower you. So with that, before you get started with the gift you're going to give us today, can you just go in and just tell everybody a little bit more about yourself, maybe a little bit about your story for a few minutes? This is the first show, and there's some people who are listening who don't know who you are.
I first started knowing that I had gifts around the age of 7. if you listen to the first show, I told that I saw the Blessed Mother Mary when I was 7 years old, and she told me that I would do special work. And I didn't know what that meant at the time, but I surely found out when I was in my 30s, and my mom was in a coma, and I opened my gifts up because I had shut them for years because they just weren't considered normal. So I opened them up to talk to my mom while she was in her coma, and I never shut them down. And Spirit just led me to start my own practice and just to help people wherever I was, not just while I was in my office working, but everywhere. You never shut this gift off. Or you try, even if you shut it off, once you open it, they give you a hard time. And so then I wanted to teach, and I think that's what, not that I don't love the readings, but teaching others that they do have the same gifts, I'm no different than you. It's like a muscle. The more you use it, the more your gifts will get stronger. And I started with the angels because they're non-denominational. They're very easy to work with. They love to listen and guide. And that's what we're going to talk about today, a little bit of who the angels are, what they guide you in, and that it's okay. They're like genies in a lamp. You got to rub the lamp so that they can help you. And I've never stopped. I've never looked back. It's never been a decision that I said, this isn't working. It's been the most amazing part of my life. And just being able to help people or guide them or maybe do a little small reading where they're stuck in an area of their life. So it's been wonderful.
Excellent. So thank you for going into that. And I'll let you go ahead and jump into what you were going to teach today.
Sure. I thought we'd start off with a nice guided meditation because what I've found is the more relaxed you are, the easier it is to tap into angel energy. So it's just a little 3-minute meditation. I ask if you're driving to pull over. And if you're not driving, just to sit in a comfortable position. It only takes a few minutes. And the more relaxed you are, the more open you'll be. So we'll do this first, and then I'm going to talk about the archangels. And then the second half we'll do readings. And maybe I'll do some angel cards, too. We'll draw some angel cards. All right, so let's begin. I'm just going to put on some really soft background music.
We will begin the journey.
There. I just want you to just take some deep cleansing breaths. I want you to take them in through your nose and out through your mouth. Just as if you were blowing out birthday candles. In and then slowly blowing out those candles. And again, in through your nose and out through your mouth. As you exhale, I want you to imagine that you are letting go of everything that you don't want or need. You can do this easily, without effort. Let any frustrations, worries, tiredness, and stress just melt away. This is a time to release an old way of life, a life that no longer works for you. Imagine that you have 7 angels all around you right now, all 7 of the archangels holding hands. They're forming a circle around you. They're anxious to take away all of your pain, all of your obstacles. Imagine that all of your old patterns are leaving. Imagine that what you truly want is right in front of you. Every time you exhale, you release a little more of your old limitations. You create more and more space inside of you for something new. And every time you inhale, you are breathing in a new life energy. Everything you need and want are in these new breaths. Love, power, health, beauty, peace, strength, and abundance. Imagine it, a new way of life opening up for you, filling you with hope, vitality, and boundless energy. Let's imagine that your life is exactly the way you want it to be right now. Imagine this life is here, now, and savor it. Ask your angels, take a minute. What do you really want? They're all around you to listen. Tell them what you want to change about yourself. They're there. They're there to guide you. They've been there the entire time. You only have to let them in. And they love when you let them in. In fact, you saw how many people, loved ones, spirit guides, and angels walk behind you on any given day. You'd never fear anything on this earth again. Good. I'm going to give you a minute to tell them what you need. You may want to cry. You may want to smile. Whatever you feel, just let it go. These angels are always around you. Don't be afraid to call on them. Good. Maybe stretch a little, grab some water. The more pure you are by eating correctly and drinking water, the easier they can come through. Good. Okay. Now what I'd love to do, just to shut the music off, love to talk about the archangels. I'm not sure if you all know anything about angels. I'm not going to be able to bring them all up, but I'll bring the major ones in. And the first one is Archangel Michael. He's known as the warrior. When I see him behind someone, I usually see this beautiful cobalt blue light. I don't always see him behind them, though I have. And it's deep blue that he shows up with, and I know that that person is meant to do healing work on Earth. They're usually teachers or nurses or in the health field, and he's known as the warrior. He deals with the first chakra, which is at the base of your spine, and he's known for action and power and courage. He's very helpful with addictions. So if you're feeling any addictive natures, alcohol, drugs, or food, Michael will help. He loves to break addictions. You'll see that he comes with a beautiful golden sword. And you just ask him to use this sword to cut all addictions or cords. He loves to cut cords. If you have someone that you're dealing with that's very difficult, ask him. Or someone who was in your life that you just didn't make good friends with, or you didn't know how to disconnect with, you just ask Michael, please cut any cords to me and that person. And that's not making you a mean person. It's just meaning that you're both on different wavelengths right now. All right, Michael's one of the favorites. In fact, I read for someone yesterday who was a paratrooper, and he said before they take any jumps, they're giving them Archangel Michael medal, and they usually put it in their pocket, or some of them wear it around their neck inside their shirt. But I wasn't aware that Michael was with the Army men, so I'm so happy to hear that, too. The next one is Archangel Uriel, U-R-I-E-L. And most people who call upon him, he's known as the fire of God, and he's great for inspiring people. If you have huge changes that you're making, whether it be personal growth or a new job or you're looking for a new place to live, that's when you want to call on Uriel. He's very helpful for opening new doors, new opportunities. He deals with the seventh chakra, which is your crown chakra at the top of your head. He's normally seen in a white or a lavender light when you see him behind someone. And I say behind because most angels, yeah, but when you're a kid, they say, oh, your guiding angel is following you. And that's normally where I see them, is behind the person. They can be beside, but they love to walk behind. And sometimes you can even feel their energy. So it's new businesses and also sensitivity to weather. I notice a lot of people who walk with Uriel don't like changes in weather or drastic changes, like if the humidity gets too high all at once or the cold in winter, as we New Englanders know. But, yeah, that would be, you'd know that you're walking with Archangel Uriel at that time. All right, the next angel would be Raphael. He comes with this beautiful green light. Some see him with yellow, but I've only seen him in this beautiful emerald green. Archangel Raphael means he who heals or the healer. I didn't realize this until I read about it yesterday. He's great if you're adopting children or you want to pray for your children. He's great with children. He's also good to pray for love or intimacy or relationships. I will do this with a lot of newly married couples. I say pray to Archangel Raphael for a beautiful, healthy, healing relationship. He deals with the fourth chakra. And he, if you read the book in the Bible, Tobias, there's a great story about how Raphael comes in disguise. I won't ruin it for you, but really is a neat little story. Some people say they see him in pink or burgundy, too, and that's the love that he heals and loves to fix things. He's a fixer of all things. The next one would be Shamuel, the angel of the third chakra. Shamuel means seeker of God. So if you're looking for support or balance or enthusiasm for life, or you just need to be centered. Shamuel is good to be centered in life. You're just feeling off or your roots don't feel like they're sticking. He's great. His purpose is strength, though. He gives great strength when you're feeling inadequate or like you're just making choices that you're not sure of. I'd call on Shamuel. Let's see. And he comes with... the green or yellow. Okay. Let's go to the next one. And that would be Gabriel the messenger, the fifth chakra, the throat chakra. He's the angel of communications. If you have to make public speeches, he's your angel. In fact, he's the one who announced the birth of Jesus to Mary. He's the angel of public speaking, counseling, communication. Most therapists deal with him. Most writers do, too. If you have a writer's block, you just call on Gabriel and he'll help you. Also, a lot of people who have trouble with their throat chakra will call upon Gabriel if you're feeling it's really dry or sticky. And he comes in a beautiful ocean blue light, a very light blue light. My dog just walked in. I just hope he doesn't bark. All right, and let's see. Oh, and the last one. I cannot forget Metatron. He's the oldest archangel of them all. He's the keeper of the archives. He's also known as the scribe. He's the angel of thought. He comes with the sixth chakra, which is your third eye or brow chakra. He helps you when you really have a problem in your mind and you just say, I don't know which decision to make, and he makes it clearer for you. He puts the answers in front of you. Metatron's great to spark those answers. His colors are yellow or gold. He comes with great strength, and he's great to come in dreams, too. Metatron's been known to come in many people's dreams. And he loves it. He loves to get you during, if he can't get you during the day, he'll get you in your sleeping hours. So I normally call upon Metatron just before I go to bed at night if I'm stuck on something or I need an answer. So I hope that you like learning about these angels. Maybe next time we can learn about more of them. But these are the basic ones that you pray to. And I'd love to have you choose one. And if you were here, I would tell you the colors I saw behind you and who your lead angel was, your leader guardian. And so maybe someday we can do that. All right. Okay. So let's do. I know it's too early for Collins, so let's do a little bit more guidance with angels. Do any of you ever see numbers? Because that's another important thing with angels. Like, a lot of my clients are telling me that they see 1111. And if you're not sure of what that means, it means the gateway to heaven is open, and to make sure that your thoughts are very positive. Because it's almost like the universe is taking a picture of your thoughts. If you're seeing the 333, it means the ascended masters like Jesus and Buddha are all around you. So make sure that when you see the threes, you make sure that you ask for what you need at that time. When you see the fours, whether it's 444 or 44, it means the angels are all around you, that you're wide open for angelic presence. If you see fours and fives together, that means that you're ready for major changes. It's like someone handed you a snow globe and said, uh-oh, we're going to shake this up. Fours and fives are always that you need a major lifestyle change or a move or something to do with relationships. Okay, and let's see what the nines mean. I've forgotten what the nines mean, so I'm going to look that one up. Nines are a new door has opened. It's a product of your thoughts that you've needed this door to open, new opportunities. You'll come face to face with your own creation. So the nines are good to have as well. And the sixes, we can't forget the sixes. It means that you're trying to manifest something that's right in front of you, something in the material world. So when you're seeing the sixes, also not a bad number. If you see the fives without the fours, it's an important message that lets you know that your life changes are in divine order. They may seem a little slower than what you're ready for, but it means that everything's being orchestrated behind the scenes to get ready for these changes, even though you don't feel them. So it just means they're in the back burner, but they're just about to come to fruition. And let's see, you didn't do the twos. Let's do the twos. All right. Twos are one door is beginning to close and another door is beginning to open. And be sure to listen to your intuition very closely. It means your intuition is heightened right now. Also, there's something about abundance around the two, steady abundance. So if you've been waiting for money that hasn't come your way, or there's something where money's been stopped from coming to you, the twos mean that money's right there. So don't give up 10 minutes before the miracle. All right. I don't know if you know anything about how to evoke your angels, so let's go to evoking an angel. Let's see. When you close your eyes, are you able to picture this angel right in front of you? Let's choose Michael right now. I want you to picture Michael. He comes with beautiful light, that cobalt blue that we talked about earlier. And normally when you see him on a statue, you'll see him stepping on Satan's head, and it means he's here to break all evil. And you'll see his golden sword. Picture him in front of you and ask. If you don't ask, you're not going to know that they're there. I have a habit of, I always ask, but I always thank my angels before. If I ask for a parking space on a rainy day, I make sure that I thank them in advance. And I promise you that parking space is always right up front. Or if there's a family situation, I'll pray to Michael. Or one of my clients is having a hard time, I always make sure I evoke Michael's help. And he's never let me down. There are a lot of shifts going on right now. You can probably feel the full moon, and that's when angels love to prove that they're there, especially around the full moon. They love to prove that they're there, and they're just beautiful beings of light that'll be there for you always. So let's pretend Michael's in front of us, and just tell him what you need today. Tell him what you don't feel is in your life, or if you're feeling like you're inadequate right now or you're stuck. And please make sure you thank him in advance for his prayer, for his answered prayer. He's right in front of you, and he wants you to know that it's almost like if you ask, you will receive. And you shift your frequency while this is happening. You open yourself up. You open your heart chakra. You open up all of those seven chakras, especially the heart with Michael. And you may want to choose another angel tomorrow, but for starters, I think Michael's a good start. And you can actually feel his peace if you let yourself. You feel something just washing over you, something very protective. Even when I go to bed at night, I love to picture Archangel Michael at the foot of my bed. And if I've had a particularly bad day, I will picture Michael with a big laundry basket. And I say, Michael, allow me to throw all my junk of the day in that basket. And I do. I throw situations and people in his basket. And I ask him to heal them while I sleep. I get a good night's sleep, and Michael heals my problems. So I ask that you do the same thing as well. Especially if you're a married couple, you throw those junk in that basket before you go to bed. And you'll both have a much better night's sleep. I also teach this to children. A lot of them don't like sleeping in their own beds or sleeping alone without a nightlight. And I say that Michael can be their nightlight. And they love to know that there's protection in the room. I normally, if I visit a home and there are children, I normally bring a little Archangel Michael statue. Okay, so how are we doing on time, Mark?
We're doing pretty good, so I'm going to go ahead and do just a quick commercial break, and then I'll bring your first caller on for you.
Good.
I actually want to just sidebar for a question and ask a question for you to kind of teach on for a second, and that is, I know we've been talking a lot about all the great archangels, and some other show we'll have to talk about my first experience with the angels when I was doing Reiki.
I'd love to hear that.
But, you know, I know also that every person has, and I'm very departmentalized, so I can tell you that I know that I have guides, and then I can tell you that I know I have guardian angels, and then I have, you know, I have, like, archangels that work with me. So can you talk a little bit about what people consider to be their guides or their angels, as far as, because I know there's specific angels that aren't of the arc level that we have with us all the time, and every person has that, and I was just wondering if I was a new person and I wanted to understand more about some of the personal angels that were sitting next to me, how would I go about doing that?
Now, what I do is today I just brought up some of the angels. We could take a whole day to bring them all up. There's a difference between archangels and guides, though. Archangels are beings of light that have never lived, have never walked the earth, but God sent them. When you read the Bible, it says that God will send his angels before him. It's like they're beings of light that help us. They break the barriers for us. Now, spirit guides, and I'd love to do my show next week on meeting your lead guide. Everyone comes to earth with a lead guide. Before you come down, and I definitely believe in reincarnation, you choose the life that you want to live, but each guide that you choose helps you with whatever. Say you've chosen a theme of your life theme will be men, or your life theme will be forgiveness. You choose a guide that will help you the most with that theme. Most people have one lead guide. You can walk with hundreds of guides as well. It depends on what your situation is. I actually feel my guides change during a difficult reading. I can feel them shifting. And if it's a lighter reading, I'll feel my lighter guides come in. But guides are people, men, women, children that have walked the earth, that get back and they see what your program is going to be, and they choose you. They know how difficult it will be, and they want to help you through it. They will not give you the answers, but they will guide you. Did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. Thank you. So just want to go ahead.
What angels do you work with?
For me, Archangel Michael. And
yeah.
Archangel Raphael is my secondary, especially with a lot of the healing work I do. But my first experience, just to do this very quickly, is that when I was doing Reiki, and I had been doing Reiki shares, Reiki for people who don't know is hands-on healing. And Reiki shares is basically when a bunch of Reiki people get together once a month and invite all their friends in, and then you basically do Reiki on probably about 19 people, you know, one at a time. And usually you go to someone's house, they'll have three or four massage tables lined up. You know, you'll have, you know, 9 or 10 Reiki certified people there, and then you just basically work on each other. You bring in friends and stuff like that. And it was probably about 2 months into doing this that I was working on somebody, and I felt an energy come in. And I had already been doing a lot of the psychic guidance and work through my development circle, so I was able to kind of tune in and say, okay, I just felt something come in. What is it? And sure enough, it was Archangel Michael. And
how did you feel?
It's interesting because there's like a signature for him that works with me, and that is I can actually feel a shiver that goes right up my spine when he comes up right behind me. And that's different from Archangel Raphael, who comes in whenever I'm doing any type of heart-based healing. And that actually comes across what feels like an ocean breeze on my face.
Nice.
So it's just this recognition that you have and stuff like that. And, you know, as I've been doing remote healing work for the last 2 or 3 years now, I pretty much work with every single archangel, and lots of times I actually have to go to the book that I have that talks about what each of the angels does, and I have to go look it up and find out why that particular archangel came in, because I'm not quite sure what they're specialized in, and sometimes I just don't remember. And it's interesting because I get validation after the fact, because when I'm working with somebody, I really don't want to know that much about what's going on with them.
Exactly.
I don't want to
the less you know, the better.
Yeah, so lots of times after the work is done, I'll get some type of validation that'll tell me, oh, you know, I'm dealing with some type of block in my life, or I'm dealing with some type of disease or, you know, belief or something like that. And then, you know, when I was looking up in the book on why that particular archangel came in, sure enough, somebody who specializes in clearing blocks or working with disease or clearing belief issues or something like that. So you see the validation and everything like that. And then, you know, once you have that tool, then it's kind of like, okay, then in the future, if I sense something in somebody, I'll actually call them that archangel.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? And that's what I want the listeners to feel, that each angel will come to you in a very unique way. It may not be the same way that Mark and I feel it, but you'll know. They'll introduce themselves, and you'll just know. With Michael, I see the cobalt blue, but I also feel like this big sense of peace. And with Raphael, I can feel my hands. They want to shake, or they want to heal. They want to touch. They want to do hands-on. And they just, with every person I talk to, they say, I met my angel, but in a very different way. And it's almost like it's personalized to you.
Mm-hmm. And I think you can be in agreement that if someone was looking for that connection, and I know both with what you teach and what I teach, this is common that we teach people this, is that one of the reasons why you might not notice a connection is that you have expectations that it's going to come across a certain way, and it's coming in at a different angle, and you're just refusing to recognize it.
Exactly. You know what I say to my students? It's when you're not thinking, when you're totally off duty, that's when they'll come in. When you least expect.
All right, let's go to break, and then I'll bring in your first caller.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah. So you've been listening to Francine's Angels on Spiritual Connections Radio. You can listen to her the third Wednesday of every month from 11 to 12 o'clock. All her shows are available on replay. So if you missed any part of the show, you can go back and listen to it in our archives. All the information about this radio show can be found at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, let me go ahead and bring Amy on.
Hello?
Amy, you are on with Francine.
Hi, Francine.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. And do you have a specific question I could answer, or the angels could answer, I should say?
Yes, I do. My question is, do you see do you see me changing jobs in the future?
Okay, good. All right, would you mind if I consulted my angel cards?
Definitely.
Okay, I'm going to give them a really good shuffle. And when I feel your energy's in there, I'm going to shuffle out three cards, and it will tell me where your job is going. Why do I feel you're fearing a new job, though, Amy, even before I shuffle? What's the fear?
Not so much the fear. There was one that I put in for, and it was one that I really wanted at the end of July that I interviewed for. And I haven't heard back from them, and I really thought that I had a good chance at it, but I'm thinking that I didn't get that position, so that's probably where that fear is coming in from.
Okay. All right. So maybe that wasn't the job for you. I have drawn three cards, and your first card is power. You're really powerful at what you do. Do you do something in human resource?
No, but the person I think that got, at least that's what I'm hearing, the rumor has that the one that was head of human resources was supposedly got the position, supposedly, that was the rumor.
Okay.
Now, that was never confirmed to me.
All right, so let her have the job, him or her, in the human resources. You still have power. Do you know that? I don't want you to feel because you didn't get that job that you've lost your power, because your next card is new beginnings. What if I told you within a two you will have a new job?
Okay.
It's within 2 weeks or 2 months at the latest, and I'm hoping it's 2 weeks. And your third one is guardian angels. You do pray to the angels, don't you?
Yes, I've been asking them, especially Archangel Michael, to guide me and to help me, to protect me and to help me.
Good. Ask Michael.
You know.
Open the door to this new job for me. That's what I would ask. And have you lost a father figure, Amy?
No, I haven't.
Have you lost your grandfather on your mother's side?
Oh, yes, I did, but it's been quite some time.
Okay, I just want you to know he's coming in with a blessing for you, and he's helping you to find this job as well. Was he a father figure on Earth?
Yes, he was.
He loves you very much, and he's saying she's worried for no reason because I got a job right in front of her. And why do I feel the last job that you applied for was a little too far away?
It was a drive, and it was a place that I thought I had a good chance because I worked there before and I knew all the business side of everything.
Okay, and what if your grandfather has new and better for you and Michael? Are you ready? Within a two, would you call
me
back? Yes. I love to hear the good news.
Okay.
All right, you got it.
Right,
thank you, Amy, for calling in.
Okay.
All right, God bless you.
I'm going to need your help pronouncing the name. Is it Kanavana?
No, my name is Ku'ulelani, but thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I want to say
hi,
thank you.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. A little
tired.
Are
you from Hawaii?
Yes, I am.
What part of Hawaii? My favorite state.
So I was born in Waikiki, but I'm from Honolulu.
Wow.
I was one of the last babies born there because there used to be a hospital in Waikiki. If you watch the old Magnum PI, you'll see the hospital.
Me, you are a healer. Do you know this, honey?
Yes, I do.
You're a high healer. Do you call upon Michael?
Ever since I was little, because my grandma's full Polish and was raised in a convent. She almost became a nun. And so she taught me from a young age to pray to St. Michael. She would always pray to St. Michael whenever she lost anything. And every single time, she would find it.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Your lead angel is Michael. He's coming through loud and clear. It means you have a long life, but you have hands-on healing. Are you a nurse or a teacher?
I am a nurse at age.
Yay, you're right exactly where you need to be. What's your question?
Isn't that right? Well, I just want to see what the angels have to say, or what spirit has to say, or anything.
I feel you need new love. What's going on with your love?
Oh, you're right on the ball. My love is just not there. I mean, okay, I've been in this long relationship, and we have children, and we're trying to make it work. But everything shifted, and he decided to go and leave and start a whole life in California, but to be together, but I'm supposed to be okay with him just, you know, in California while I'm over here with four kids in Honolulu.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to do just as much work, if not 10 times more work. And it's just like I don't feel the love that I used to feel for him because I feel like he's way too selfish.
Yeah.
In other areas, you know, there's other women that came into our relationship. There's all this other stuff that came into our relationship. On a spiritual level, it's like super imbalanced. And then I was praying about it. When I was praying about it, I had all these people come into my life confessing their feelings for me, and now I'm just confused.
What you're doing is you're emitting this aura that says, I'm not happy with my love life right now. And have you tried to work this out with him? It's hard to work out a relationship when someone's not in the same location as you.
Yeah, I'm trying to work it out, and he says he's going to come back in September. And
yeah, I don't feel it's over.
Whatever,
yeah, know. I don't feel it's over yet. Can I draw three cards for you?
I would love it. Thank you.
Good. I'm going to give them a good shuffle. I'm going to pull out three cards from the middle, and it'll tell me a little bit more about your love life. Ah, don't laugh. You've drawn the soulmate card. What if I told you he is a soulmate, but you have to be patient?
Wow.
I know. And people say, how can he be my soulmate? He's not acting the way he should. I feel like he's about to turn a corner. I also feel new job for him. Is he trying to work closer to home?
Yeah, he's trying to get a job here in Hawaii.
I feel that. So can you give him a little? Can you give him a little slack?
Yeah, I'll give him a little bit of slack.
He does love you, but you know what he reminds me of? A little boy who's got his hand in the cookie jar.
Yeah.
He wants what's bad for him, and he needs to know that you're the healer. You've come to heal him this time around. It's not the other way around. If you can hang in there, you're going to get something very special. But don't spoil him either. Tell him what you want. Your second card's body care. Do you have stomach issues, something in the tummy area?
Yeah, I do. And I don't know. And I've been to the doctor. I've done all this stuff, and they say nothing's wrong.
Yeah,
but I always have cramping in the side of my stomach, and my stomach always hurts after I eat and everything.
I feel
I
you're
really
allergic
bad
to gluten. How's your gluten?
Yeah.
Like too much?
I'm allergic to a lot of foods. I was actually getting allergy shots and all kinds of stuff for a long time.
Yeah, that's what's wrong with your tummy. You can't digest those foods anymore, so you might want to switch to gluten-free. How about dairy? How's dairy working out?
Dairy is fine, but if
all
I
right,
eat
good.
Any, it's weird. Is anything with GMOs in it? Like,
yeah.
I know that sounds really strange.
No,
but
not to me.
Corn and rice and chicken and all these things that either eat GMOs or have GMOs added.
Yeah.
And I was really allergic to corn. And corn is almost in everything. If you go to
the
store,
it's any seeds. It is. And the other thing is you're a healer, so you are more sensitive to additives in food. You might want to start eating more organic or read those labels. I've had to go gluten-free because I don't know what they're putting in our food, but I can't digest it. So, definitely watch your tummy. It's nothing that's going to hurt you, but it's enough to make you in a lot of pain. And do you get migraines to your head's being blessed?
Really?
It's either you or your mom.
No, today I've been having really bad headaches, and I was like, why am I having a headache?
Yeah, it's I don't know if it's coming from the back of your neck, but I feel migraines being blessed. And have you lost your grandmother on your mother's side?
I lost my grandmother on, kind of my mother's side, but it was my stepfather's grandma. I was really close to her. Her name is Margaret.
She wants to send you a blessing from heaven. She loved you. She made a big connection on earth with you. She's the one who taught you to be a healer. I'm sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. But that's your one of your guides, so pray to her. Thank you. Enjoy Hawaii.
Hey, Emily, you're on with Francine.
Hi, Francine. Oh, you got great energy. I love you.
I'm so excited. I had a reading with you about a year ago, so I am so excited to talk to you again.
Yoo-hoo! Hi!
So
what's your question?
I just wanted to see if there's any messages from Spirit regarding my business or my relationships or love life.
Okay. Let's go to the cards. And everything feels new for you. Have you been stagnant for a while?
Yeah.
Ooh, what's the number three mean? Things break for you around the threes.
Three, I don't know.
Yep, you're born in March?
June.
Okay, June 3rd, something with threes.
28.
Okay, no, I don't know why I see, like, breakthroughs around the number three. And you starting your own business?
Yeah.
Good, congratulations. Is it something to do with healing?
You got it, girl.
Good. Why do I feel you're right on the money?
It's what I'm called to do. I just keep going back to it, and it's something that speaks to me loud and clear.
Yeah, you walk with Michael. Did I tell you that at the reading?
You sure did.
Yeah, you walk with Michael, honey. You're anointed to be this big high healer. I also want you to know that this business flourishes when you give it some time. Are you with a partner in this business, though?
Not right now, no.
Good. I'm almost going to ask you to do it alone.
That's what I've got, too.
Yeah, I don't feel that you need a partner. And have you lost a father figure, honey?
A grandfather, yes.
On your mom's side?
Dad's side.
Ah. He's coming through on the wrong side, but what happened to his lungs?
I don't know.
Did he have a stroke? Could he not breathe?
He, you know, his health history is a little bit foggy for me. I know he had, I think he had prostate cancer, but I know he was a smoker, and I don't know exactly what else.
Yeah, I feel like it's something to do with lungs that he can't breathe, and something to do with the head as well. But he's watching over you, and let's see where your love life's going. I'm going to deal three cards and see what we get. Let's see. This sounds good. Good. All right, your first one's playfulness. You love to play.
Yes.
You're the type of girl who, when you're off duty, you love your free time.
Yes.
Your next one is signs. What are you seeing for signs? A soulmate's right in front of you. Have you seen them?
If I have, I'm, like, oblivious to it.
Why do I feel it's someone you already know?
I don't know. I mean,
anyone with a D initial? The letter D, like Dan, David.
No, I don't think so.
All right.
That's coming up quickly anyways.
Okay, well, that will be the name. That's the letter that I see. First name begins with a D, but he's definitely a soulmate. He's one who wants to stick around. And when you meet him, I don't want you to do everything he wants to do. Show him that you have a side where you're fun and you're free.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And did you just get your hair cut?
No, I need to, though.
But your angels are applauding a new haircut.
Yeah, it's funny because whenever I seem to get my hair cut, things start to shift.
I'm telling you, girlfriend, you got him right in front of you.
Okay.
Call me when you meet him.
I will.
All right, thank you so much, Emily. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Melissa, you're on with Francine.
Hi, Francine. This is Melissa.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Melissa?
I'm great. I was calling for a message from my angels. I'm particularly going through some minor medical stuff. Wanted to see if they have any insight into that.
Anything with thyroid or throat?
Well, I do have some thyroid issues, but it's more some right-sided abdominal pain that's concerning right now.
Are you taking medicine for the thyroid?
Yes.
All right. And you say it's right side?
Mm-hmm.
Do you still have your gallbladder?
Yes.
Why do I feel that's really irritated?
That's probably what it is.
I'm just tuning into that stomach area, and it's, I don't feel it needs to be removed, but it feels really irritated. Are you eating food that's not agreeing with you, or heavy fried food?
The doctor's suspicious of gluten.
Yeah. I don't know why more and more people can't handle gluten. I do know why, but, yeah, watch that gallbladder. It's not digesting properly. It's not filtering, and it's just what you're eating. I don't see a surgery. Do you have a son?
Yes, I have two.
Okay. Who's the oldest?
My son's name is Jared.
He's the healer, too. Do you see this?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, he's a high healer, this one. I hope he goes down that route as he gets older.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, call your doctor and change your diet. And
yeah,
did you lose a mother figure?
A mother-in-law, yes.
But she's more like a mom.
No.
Were you really connected to her?
No.
Really?
No, we did not get along. We butted heads.
I have someone who's a mother figure. Did your mom lose a sister, or did you lose an auntie?
No, no.
She's on your mom's side. I want to say G initial.
No, all my aunts are still here.
Okay, someone on your mom's side who is like a mother figure to you. Your mom's still living?
Yes.
Ask her who this is.
Okay.
Her first name starts with a G, but I feel like she watched you grow up.
Okay.
Yeah. Your mother-in-law is very remorseful, though. She never let you in. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you forgive her?
Of course.
Yeah. What happened to her tummy?
She died of a stroke.
What could she not eat? Something's not right with the tummy either. Was she
don't
on a
know.
Feeding tube?
Yeah.
Okay, she's telling me pressure in the tummy. And she says, suck up, I owe you big time, Melissa.
Oh, okay.
And what's your second son's name?
Jaden.
Jaden, how old?
He's 12.
Okay, is he having trouble with his legs right now, or are they sore?
Yes, he hurt his leg the other day jumping around on stuff. And so, yeah, he said that his leg is sore.
Okay, and this is from the maternal mother on the mother's side who keeps saying, almost like, soak these legs. Will he take
okay.
a bath at night? Get these legs soaked a little bit, especially the right leg. He's really done a number on that one.
Okay.
You're a good mom, too. My angels tell me, Melissa, you're a great.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Melissa. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You take care.
Okay, Nancy, you're on with Francine.
Thank you.
Hey, Nancy.
Hi, Francine.
What would you like to speak about?
I, a few years ago, really needed a change, and I was granted this change, and I got a job that has taken me to Europe, and I've just been living my life in Europe, and it's been great, and it was just what I needed.
Yeah, but where's your love life, pal?
But now I just want to stay home. I just want to come back. My heart is at home. My family and my friends are all on Cape Ann, and I'm desperate to stay here. I've been looking and looking for another job, and I haven't even been able to get one interview, and I'm supposed to go back to Europe in 3 weeks, and I just want to sit down and cry.
No oh. crying. Your lead angel's Michael, too. We got a lot of Michaels today. I feel like you've lost a great love, though, and you haven't let him go. Is that true?
Yes.
Can you cut the cord? Ask Michael to cut the cord to him. I almost feel you're afraid to let new love in. My angels tell me you're a very physically fit person. Is that true?
I hope so.
No, they say you work very hard on that. And, you know, I have a mother figure, honey, all around you. This isn't a grandmother. This is a mom. Is that true?
Yes.
And did you say Cape Ann?
Uh-huh.
Do I know? Don't tell me. I have a feeling now that I know you.
We do, yes.
Ooh. Can I draw three cards for you?
Yes, please.
All right, let's see. Let's do love life and new job. Oh, good. I drew four because one fell out. Are you ready for new beginnings? That's your new card. That means a new job.
Okay.
Okay. Got that resume polished up?
I do.
Okay. It does require some study because that's your next card. Okay, and your next one is Guardian Angels. When that one appears, it means you're in a pretty low place right now and you're sad and you've added an extra 100 angels. But your fourth card is the one that fell out and it's new love within a four. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
But your new love's not in Europe. Your new love is right in front of you.
Okay.
Yeah, he's homegrown.
That would be good.
You'll see. And will you keep in touch with me, my love? Is this Gail's sister?
It is.
Oh, I love you, Nancy. You are physically fit. Thank you so much. Keep in touch.
Okay.
Bye, love.
Bye.
Okay. I think we're ready to wrap up the show.
Thank
you. I want to send a hello to Angela and Sharon. We apologize for not getting to you on the call, so we hope you'll dial in next month. For reading with Francine. Everybody, you've been listening to Francine's Angels. She will be on the third Wednesday of every month from 11 to 12. All of her shows are available on replay, so if you missed any of the information she taught at the beginning of the show, you can go back and listen to it as many times as you want. You have the ability to listen to it in the archives. You can download it to an MP3, and you also have the ability to subscribe to it through iTunes. So many different ways that you can have access to that. We appreciate all the callers who came in and called in. And you can find out more information about our radio show at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And if you want to find out more about the great services that Francine has, you can go to her website, which is www.francinesangels.com. And thank you for being on this week.
Thank you. And thank you for all that listened today. And let's get ready to meet our spirit guides in 3 weeks. All right. Thank you, Mark. I don't know what I'd do without you. Spirit definitely led you to me.
Sounds good. We have about a minute or two left if you want to just close out with some type of angel blessing for everybody, giving everybody support in their time of need.
Absolutely. I'd love everyone to just close their eyes again and picture this new life. Everything we've talked about today, everything that seems like it's so far away, picture it right in front of you. Some people like to start dream or vision boards, and I don't think you need one. I think you can manifest it just by believing that it's already happened. And I wish you all many loves and many blessings. God bless you all.
Hi, everybody. You've been listening to Francine Clausen on Francine's Angels on Spiritual Connections Radio. Goodbye, everybody. Hi, Francine.
Hi.